Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy to have with us pirate catcher Jacob Stallings, who's really worked himself up into such a good position for you. I know they're counting on you big time this year. Jake, thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tell us about your season last year, because you came up with some big hits and big times. And, you know, there was a lot of give and go with players coming and going in terms of catchers. We saw Diaz. Cervelli was traded. Mm-hmm. What was your approach all the way through that season to the point now where you're going to be counted on to be one of the regular guys back there?
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty crazy season. Obviously made the team opening day and got designated there in, you know, about a month or two into the season, and really wasn't sure what was going to happen, if I was going to get picked up by someone else. There were some teams that needed catchers at the time, and thankfully for me, I stayed here and got called back up like a week later and was up for the rest of the year. So just was really grateful for the opportunity to play more, and had a lot of fun doing it, and looking forward to this year.
You had a knack for some big hits at big times.
As long as given the opportunity, I just try to, you know, you just try to put together a team at bat in those situations, whether it's moving the runner or, you know, just hitting a simple sack fly or something. But, it's about winning, so anything you can do to help the team win.
So we talked to Joe Musgrove earlier, and I really like the direction he set it. You're a catcher who has to deal with these guys day in and day out. Mm-hmm. I want to start with him. He has six pitches. It's unusual to have that many pitches. Mm-hmm. How do you determine, or how does he determine, or both of you come together and try to figure out which pitches to use in which situations, and how much video work is done in that regard?
Yeah, so Joe and I have a really good relationship, that I think really got a lot stronger last year. We built a lot of trust with one another, and it's just, I mean, honestly, it's a lot of conversations. It's, looking at the analytics side of it, maybe, you know, like you said, he has six pitches, so which of those six pitches maybe works well against certain hitters? We look at his righty-lefty splits with all of his pitches. It was kind of interesting last year. His sinker played better against lefties than righties, which is not usually the case for a right-handed pitcher. So, he's an information guy. He likes information. So, I think part of my job is to help him understand and carry over into games which information we need to use and maybe which one might bog us down. But I love Joe. I mean, I love being his teammate and going out there with him. He's such a competitor and just doesn't back down from anybody, so it's fun to play with him.
No, he said his goal, one of them anyway, is 200 innings. He wants to be one of those horses out there you can rely on every single time. You know this pitching staff better than anyone else. You deal with them every single day. Mm-hmm. Tell us about guys you expect to take maybe a next step this coming season.
Yeah, I mean, I really expect Trevor to bounce back. He kind of had a weird year last year where he never really could get in a rhythm just with, you know, he got hurt I think he's going to bounce back and have a really good year. I mean, I think Chris Stratton really had an underrated year for us last year. The role he had out of the bullpen was a hard one. I mean, multiple innings sometimes high leverage innings. I think you'll see Richie Rodriguez bounce back. He had a really good second half of the year, kind of what we saw more in 2018 from him. And then, you know, I think Mitch Keller's going to grow, and, you know, all these guys are going to grow, and it's going to be exciting, and I'm hopeful that everybody can take a step forward.
That's what it takes sometimes. Yeah. You know, look at what Brian Reynolds did last year. I don't think people thought at the time, because you didn't know who he was, and he comes right in and gets an opportunity. And sometimes that's why it's hard to assess what teams are capable of or where they will, you know, fit before the season begins, because you just don't know who's going to take that next step.
For sure.
I want to ask you about catching, too, because they call it the tools of ignorance. First of all, why would you want to be a catcher? And I got to believe that with all the squatting that you do, because Musgrove talked about plyometrics and all the stuff that he does, how much of that is part of your off-season routine? What do you do to keep yourself in a position where you can, you know, be behind there as many games as you're going to be called upon to do so?
Well, for my knees particularly, legs in general, I don't do a whole lot of catching stuff in the off season in terms of squatting and.
You do enough during the recovery.
Right. So I try to give my knees and my legs as much of a break from the catching side of it as I can. And a big part of the off season for me has been strengthening my back. I had a minor back injury towards the end of last year, and. So that's been really my big focus. I've been really lucky. My legs have stayed pretty healthy throughout my career, and that's been my main focus, is just trying to be ready for a full season.
What do you make of the changes the Pirates made with the front office? And Joe Musgrove said last year in the clubhouse you felt there was a lack of leadership among players. Did you agree with that?
I definitely agree. He and I talked about that a lot. It was an interesting dynamic, because I think last year we had a lot of guys, a lot of good leaders who were younger, and maybe, there's this respect you have for guys who have been in the game for a long time and you don't want to step on any toes. And I think that led to, Joe and myself, I should have done a better job leading in that clubhouse. And so I'm excited to, see myself and Joe and other guys take step forwards in that regard, for sure this year. But yes, I'm excited for, you asked about all the changes. It was, it was certainly interesting seeing everything go down. It was a bummer in some ways, because that front office and that staff is all I've known, and I love a lot of those guys. And but I think the guys are really excited. I think sometimes change can be good, and so I'm hopeful that in this situation change will be good.
All right, well, it's going to start here in just a couple of weeks. Jacob Stallings will be down there. You're going to be busy squatting, taking a lot of pitches in the spring training. But thanks very much for your time, man.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
No
all
problem.
The best to you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Jacob Stallings, who will be one of the guys behind the plate you'll see a lot of, and he took a big leap forward last year in his play, which is why he's going to be counted on to be in that role this year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.